20 minutes before the top of the hour. Families of the Life Visit Dimeni victims are angry over South African main opposition political party Democratic Alliance election campaign billboard. The Life Healthcare Isidi Dimeni scandal involved the deaths of 143 people at psychiatric facilities in Gauteng from causes including starvation and neglect. All the concerned families condemned the display of their loved ones' names without their consent and prior knowledge. Apologies may not be enough to appease the bereaved family members who oppose the controversial DA billboard. The party claimed that the governing party, the ANC, was the cause of the tragedies and also blamed the party for crime-related deaths in the country. Suzanne Daniels, who is the former acting head of legal and compliance at the South African power utility Eskom, tells us more.
At the moment, South African law doesn't have such a well-established right to privacy action. So, strictly speaking, in law, they are correct. But there are a whole lot of other issues that the families can bring up, which makes it an invasion of privacy.
What can the family do from here on, actually?
You see, my take of the story is that if you look at it, the dignity of the families and those of the loved ones have been invaded. And that is protected in terms of the Constitution. So our Bill of Rights says that everybody has the right to dignity. And quite rightly so, the family has taken the view that the DA hasn't even consulted with them and not even asked for their permission to have their loved ones' names put on billboards. The argument that the DA uses that it's in the public domain is actually very opportunistic. The fact that it was in the public domain does not detract from the rights of the family and the deceased.
So the party erected the billboard last week, but the damage has been done. So what are the repercussions for the DA?
The DA is also subject to the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. So the families can institute, because it's a non-profit organization, and particularly it's a political party that seeks to govern South Africa. The families could sue the individuals that were instrumental in putting the billboard together, because they do have a right that has been infringed. Once they establish that their rights have been infringed, the court will then have to deliberate on what kind of damages.
So what was DA supposed to do in handling this campaign billboard?
They should have, as a good citizen, approached the family and asked if they would give them permission to use the name. That would have been the correct thing to do, not just from a legal point of view, but just from a good societal point of view.
As the billboard states, the ANC is killing. Is that not defamation of character? Because this is a direct hit to the ANC. So what can the ANC do to protect their image from here on?
The ANC can take it up in terms of the Electoral Act, and I believe it has done so. For me, that is pure politicking, not legal or defamation, because you can't actually defame an institution or a political party. In terms of the electoral laws, they have recourse there.
Are there no advertising regulators that they might have breached?
I don't think it is contravening any advertising regulations, because it's not really a marketing campaign in the strictest sense. So the advertising world looks after that kind of marketing, whereas the electoral laws are more specific around politicking.
The relatives of the Life Isidi Dimeni victims claimed responsible for damaging and tearing down the DA's new billboard. Soon after it was damaged, the DA responded by calling the act criminal. After all, this is vandalizing property. But does the DA have a leg to stand on after using the victims' names without the family's consent?
It's two different kinds of actions in law. Yes, there is an action for malicious damage to property, but I think the DA would be foolhardy to stand of stance and be in a tit-for-tat situation. It has to recognize that it impaired the dignity of the families and the deceased, and it has to deal with that. That is the far more overriding concern in this situation, because it also speaks to their view of society. If they seek to govern, they need to say, is this the models of society that they're going to put forward, that it's going to be a free-for-all?
Now, for our last question, do you think this saga could negatively affect the DA's election results?
I think so. I mean, it's not just about legality, because the law in this area talks about the party would be the voice of the models of society. So if you look at what the DA is purporting to stand for, good morals, empathy to citizens, etc. It has broken every one of those rules, and all of those rights are constitutionally protected. So by its actions, it doesn't really bode well for the DA politically.
That's former acting head of legal and compliance at South Africa's power utility Eskom, Suzanne Daniels, on the line there speaking to Nombuyiselo Tango.